From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, ag workers must now be surveyed to help determine the prevailing wage, thanks to a bill passed in the last legislative session, House Bill 2226. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says you're really just collecting a lot of information that is already available through other sources.
The other part is that the Employment Security Department every year does a worker survey for wage information and a separate employer survey for wage information.
Devaney says that so you can get both sides of the story.
The employer survey is used to set prevailing wages that are required in the H-2A program. The worker survey is just used as a basis of comparison. They do that survey and it just checks if they're both in the same ballpark. You can have some additional confidence that your information is probably correct.
And Devaney says a new $25 survey incentive to help them reach their goal of minimum responses is a bit sketchy as well.
It had specific targets for specific crops, the number of respondents, but we had concerns that there was not requirements to have that distributed across multiple employers. So the ability to determine if it was representative or not was not there necessarily. If you only have to get 100 pair employee responses, you could get those from one grower and have a very distorted view of what the overall labor market looks like.
Again, that's John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.